This line is burning, turning to ashes. It hits the ear. Every step is a day in the week. It's a Sunday or Monday, March over months away.
Welcome to Nosecast. Homilies delivered in the Holy Gnosis of Thomas Chapel, the Ecclesia Gnostica, in Salt Lake City, Utah, by the Reverend Troy Pierce.
Today is Passion Sunday. As we're probably all aware, passion in this context means suffering. But isn't that really a depressing topic? Suffering. Gnostics often take a bad rap for not thinking the world is some sort of a paradise, the way things ought to be. That there's a lot of room for improvement. And that no matter how much improvement you might be able to make out in the world, it'll still not be some paradisical utopia. Well, don't give me flack for that. That's okay. I think it's a much more realistic look at ourselves and the world. In the world, there will always be suffering. The first noble truth of the Buddha is usually translated as life is suffering. Though perhaps a better translation would be life is rather unsatisfactory. It isn't satisfying in its normal essence. As biological beings, working out our lives in the world, it's pretty unsatisfactory. There's a lot of suffering involved. So if we look at the symbol traditionally for today is the cross. With our more Orthodox brothers and sisters, it's the cross as a means of death. The Gnostic tradition has always had an emphasis on the cross of light, on this crossing between two things, this meeting point. And the lesson for today talks about the word being the vertical bar and the sound being the horizontal bar. It's going to be seen as being the eternal crossing with the expression in the world, with the temporal, with our lives. Within us there is a great potential. I think of this as being like the word, being the eternal part of ourselves. There's also the expression of that in our lives, in the world. This is like the sound, the utterance of the word. It has a beginning, middle, end. It doesn't go on forever. To take form, it must have a beginning and an ending. But, regardless of the form it takes, there is always that connection to the eternal. The lesson speaks of it as being the nail holding the two beams of the cross together. Nail at the center. This is in a lot of ways the present moment, present life, our consciousness of who we are, of where we are, of what we are doing. Consciousness pulls these two crosses together in our life now. And through our awareness, our consciousness, our growth, we can give expression to that eternal in our lives. We can utter the sound of the word. Otherwise, we're going to be echoing the world, not the word. We're going to be living out our biological, our cultural, or social destiny. Gnostics were never that keen on destiny. It's part of the system of the world, the system of the universe, the cosmos. And our role wasn't to live out whatever the world destined for us. Whatever the cosmos wanted us to become. Because we are always at that point, the crossing, of the eternal which goes beyond the cosmos, and our own expression. So we have our roots beyond the system of the world, beyond any destiny the world might design for us. And we can live out our true nature in the world. So instead of echoing the world in our lives, doing what is expected of us, fulfilling our many obligations and natures, to instead focus on living out the real word of ourselves. In our tradition, there is what is usually referred to as the seed of light, the spark of the divine. It is our truest nature, and it is also our responsibility to live out that nature in the world, to give expression to who we are, truly, not who we may understand ourselves to be or who we may even wish to be, but to live out who we are. The phrase Jung uses, individuation. And in this world of so-called individuality, it's rare to find truly individuated individuals, people who are truly individuals, who aren't buying into one pattern or another that is already out there, offered to us as consumers to buy. The archetypal situation of this is, of course, being a teenager. And when you're a teenager, you want to be unlike everybody else in the same way that everybody else is unlike everybody else. You choose an identity, you choose a form, you choose a symbol, and you live that out. But what you're choosing from is the array offered to you by the world. As you grow older and hopefully more wiser, not always, in general, we can hope, that we turn our attention more towards living out something that is not offered to us from outside, living out the deep potentialities within ourselves. We can't live them all out. Each of us are vast, as Walt Whitman celebrated. I am vast, I contain contradictions. If we make a choice to go down this path, we cannot go down that path. But what we can choose is to go down the path that expresses our deepest nature, that isn't merely conforming to expectations, that isn't the default option because we were afraid to choose, but to be conscious of where we are and choose and become. And that means entering into a form, having it take shape, and that also means that shape will end. The gospel for today talks about, unless the seed fall to the ground, unless it die, shall not have life. We want to hold on to things, to think of this seed as being so precious, we couldn't conceive of planting it. Treat it like a precious jewel. Guard it, because we identify with that. We want that state to persist forever. And it will not have life. It will not live out. And we are mistaking one arm of the cross for the other. The horizontal arm we are mistaking for the vertical arm. Think that we must hold on to something through time, through its forms. But we've already lost it. It's already gone. It is only in that vertical form, the eternal, symbolic, that which is beyond and transcends all these forms, where we don't just have it now, we have it forever. So our role is not to try to hold on to it here and now, to give it its fullest expression, to let the seed seem to die, plant it, and let it grow. To let things take their courses at times, through their cycles, because the cycles are cycles. Things come, things go, seasons come, seasons go. But we talk about the cycle of cycles, seculor seculorum, usually translated as world without end. We're talking about something eternal, the turning of turnings, cycling of cycles. That again, this points to that vertical cross that transcends and cuts through the horizontal, through our horizons that we can see around us now. Always present, it always transcends it. And we are at that point, that central point. We are the nail holding together the timeless with the time bound, the eternal with the temporal, the potential with its expression. We are in that way responsible for the expression of divinity in the world, the expression of our own connection to that divinity, for our best nature, our highest selves, and for that way in which we are mysteriously a part of the ultimate divine. is we who bring that forth at that central point, the cross. So as we go about our lives, as we continue to prepare for Holy Week, for the symbolic reenactments of the life of Christ, and for the ultimate meaningfulness of that life to become manifest to us in a way other than merely being told, so that we can experience it, have gnosis of that. One of the things to keep in mind, keep in our prayers and in our practice, is that each of us is a cross. We hold together those two beams. And what Christ did for many was to hold those two beams together, to give them a symbol, to teach them and show them the way that that was their true nature. And this is a fundamental part of the meaning of Christ, the meaning of Holy Week. Being that nail, holding the two beams together. So may the mystery of that which hangs twixt heaven and earth descend upon us, remain with us always. Information and resources on Gnosticism, visit the Gnosis Archive at gnosis.org. That's GNOSIS.ORG. And the Gnosis Institute at gnosisinstitute.org. If you would like to continue receiving these podcasts, please consider a voluntary subscription of either $13 or $25 a year. That's $1 to $2 a month to make it possible to continue to provide this service. Thank you.